wanted to do this because it's been my view that it's important for me as a statewide official to make sure that I'm representing every corner of Colorado. And that meant for me going to places like Hinsdale and San Juan and Mineral County with populations of between 500 and 1,000 people, as well as to the large counties like Jefferson County or Arapahoe County with over 500,000 people. I heard from community leaders and mayors and county commissioners, as well as a whole host of other people. And the three major issues that people discussed with me out on the road were first energy and concerns about the high cost of fuel and natural gas. Secondly, healthcare and the crisis that faces many families and businesses in Colorado because of the high cost of healthcare. And thirdly, concerns about the status of the war in Iraq. I was able to have three amendments approved unanimously by the Senate. One amendment will add $1.2 million in impact aid for the Fountain Fort Carson schools. These are schools that have many of the students of our armed forces who are in Iraq, and because of a technical glitch, the Fountain Fort Carson School District has not received the impact aid it is entitled to. They filed their application on a timely basis in paper format, but they did not file it electronically in a timely way, and so the Department of Energy or the Department of Education kicked it out on that technicality. And so we're trying to get that corrected through this legislation. A second amendment that I pushed for successfully yesterday was to take a look at the AmeriCorps program and determine whether or not we can extend the presence of AmeriCorps out to the rural parts of our nation. AmeriCorps programs serve tens of thousands of young people throughout the United States every year. Many of their services, however, are located in the metropolitan and urban areas, and I want the corporation that oversees these community service programs to take a look at how we can enhance their services into rural America. I also successfully included in the legislation a requirement that the Department of Education evaluate the success of the anti-violence efforts under the Safe and Drug-Free Schools program. There are hundreds of millions of dollars that are associated with programs that are funded by the federal government. Unfortunately, what happens is that many of these programs aren't evaluated. My view is that if we cannot measure the results, then we ought not to be funding these programs. And so I've asked the Department of Education to take a look at the programs that we are currently funding. I brought to the floor a proposal that would have increased by $15 million the amount of money that we're spending through safe and drug-free schools, targeting the meth problem that we have in America, especially in rural America, because that was subject to a budget point of order, since it would have added $15 million to the budget for safe and drug-free schools. It was not adopted.